Heart of Shaggy. This is Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nweni.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Hello, hello, cosmic voyagers and stargazers. This is Ali Naimi, your guide to the galaxy, welcoming you to the second transmission of 2024 on Kalam Astro. It's the ultimate destination for all things out of this world, which is space. So always, we're going to blast off with a stellar rocket to start this cosmic journey. So we've explored the universe together, of course, since the show started or began in 2023. And now it's time to start a new chapter for the year 2024. So don't wander off, don't go anywhere. We've got one special night with lots of space wonders. And it's going to be an astronomical experience, I promise you that. Get ready for the most mind-blowing space questions, the latest in celestial observation, and much, much more on Kalam Astro. So buckle up, because we're about to launch into the new year with unforgettable cosmic adventures. Stick around, you won't want to miss this one. The spaceship is a very beautiful ride and a very entertaining one, and it's going to take you all the way to space. So stay tuned right here with us on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95. This is Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nweni.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro, and I assume that you had a great break. That was Rihanna singing Wild Wild. Well, that was a pretty much beautiful song, I think. Right, I'm sure all of you agree. We always have beautiful music on Pulse 95, don't we? Right, so we are now in 2024, and I would honestly say that I have high, high hopes for this year, and I'm sure it holds great potential for scientific and technological advancements, and in space, of course. And therefore, it is a time for humanity to strive for greater understanding of the universe and to address pressing issues such as climate change and space exploration, which is our main objective here in Kalam Astro. Now, we've had yet more exciting discoveries, of course, and we have the opportunity, I can say, to shape a better future for generations to come, if we talk more about space and explore more. And I'm sure all of you agree to that. Right. And to be honest, when I think about 2023 and all of the beautiful things that I was actually experiencing in 2023 about stargazing, I remember the best memory I had with my family, which was the meteor shower that I have actually witnessed, which is the Geminids meteor shower. And I remember that all of me and my family members had actually had a challenge that who will be getting catching more shooting stars. And I dared my entire family, saying that I will be able to catch all the most stars, and I've actually did, and I won, because all of my family members caught only two or three max, but I managed to catch seven. That doesn't make me a mastermind or someone too successful in space, but because I love stars and stargazing, I could not miss the beautiful shooting stars. Yeah, so that was one beautiful memory in 2023, and I actually had them buy me dinner, by the way, because I won and I caught all the stars. Right, anyhow, let's not waste any time further. So now, if you all remember, we have actually covered the entire solar system from Mercury to Pluto last year in 2023. However, we have the main stars, two main stars that we have not yet covered. And these two special celestial bodies, or let's say stars, are the Sun and the Moon. Right, that's right. So tonight we will be talking about the Sun, and tomorrow it will be the Moon, which is my favorite part and my favorite celestial body. which is the moon. And I'm sure if you know me very well, you'd probably know why I love and adore the moon. Right, so didn't I tell you that space is just so exciting? Didn't I tell you that? Anyway, it could be just me. I'm a space freak. Anyway, right. But really, space is really exciting because it really does captivate your imagination and kind of like takes you to, let's say, a realm to endless possibilities. Simply put, I would say that space fuels our curiosity and invites us to embark on a cosmic journey of discovery. I feel like a poet. Anyhow. Right, so this is why Kalam Astro is a show for us all to enjoy. Anyhow, we will be covering the sun tonight and leave the beautiful moon for tomorrow. So our main topic will be the sun, which is the star at the center of our solar system, and it provides light, heat and energy for life on our beautiful planet Earth. So let's not waste any more time because we have a rocket to launch. And with that being said, stay with us here and keep your radio waves on Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
95.
95. Every day.
Pulse 95.
It's a Sharjah story.
Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
It's Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Kalam Astro. Right, the space journey. Right, tonight, our celestial journey takes us to a wondrous entity. And that entity has been at the center of our solar system for billions of years. Now, this remarkable star, known for its radiant light and immense energy, has actually captivated the hearts and minds of people throughout history. And yes, you've guessed it correctly. If you haven't heard me announcing where we will be going tonight, our destination for tonight is the awe-inspiring sun, the star at the heart of our solar system, the sun, which provides us with light, warmth and sustains life on our planet Earth. Right, so join us as we prepare to embark on an exploration of this amazing celestial body that we can say has shaped the course of human history, and it does continue to influence our world till this day. Right, so fasten your seatbelts and get ready as we begin to the countdown, because we will be starting the countdown for our cosmic adventure to the sun. Right, here we go. Let's start the engine and see where it will take us. Right, the sun. Yeah, we will go to the sun. Okay, let's start.
The engine is starting up. 3, 2, 1.
We are now near the burning sun. The sun, with its stunning visual features and remarkable characteristics, of course, that continue to captivate and inspire humanity. Now, the sun has got immense gravitational pull, this gravitational pull orchestrates the delicate dance of our solar system's celestial bodies, because it drives the fundamental forces that sustain life on Earth. Now, from the sun's scorching 700,000-kilometer radius to its nuclear fusion processes, the sun actually stands out as a testament to the awe-inspiring power and beauty of the universe. It has a radiant electromagnetic energy, which travels at the speed of light, which illuminates as well and warms our planet Earth. Therefore, we can say that the sun is shaping our climate and sustaining our very existence. And as we seek to understand the sun's enduring mysteries, we are continuously reminded of the boundless wonders of the cosmos. Because as we live on planet Earth, we might think it's an equal member of the solar system, but that couldn't be further from the truth. Because the reality is that the mass of the sun is up to 99.8% of the mass of the solar system, and most of the final 0.2% or 0.1% comes from planet Jupiter. So the mass of the Earth is only a fraction of a fraction of the mass of the solar system. So we can say that we barely exist. Yeah, we can say that we barely exist. Right. Now, let's give you a question for all of you to text us on 4215 so we can see if you guys are smart or not. And I'm sure you are because you listen to Kalam Astro. So I'm sure you are smart. Very well. Right. So my question for tonight is, what is the approximate percentage of the total mass of the solar system that is occupied by the sun? And the hint is, it's a very high percentage, and I've actually mentioned it a while ago. That's right. 4215 is our SMS text number, and we are waiting for your answers without Mr. Google. Again, without Mr. Google. Right. Again, my question is, what is the approximate percentage of the total mass of the solar system that is occupied by the sun? And my hint is, it is a very, very high percentage. Well, keep tuning in to Kalam Astro. Because there's still more to talk about after the break. Over and out for now until we come back. So keep it here on Pulse 95.
Pulse 95 music. Great covers. Covered. Pulse 95 music.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro, and I hope that you've enjoyed the break and had a nice cup of coffee or a cuppa, because it is time to discuss our question for tonight. All right, so I've received some good answers, and if you were almost close to getting the right answer. So again, the question was, what is the approximate percentage of the total mass of the solar system that is occupied by the sun? And my hint was, it's a very, very high percentage, and I've actually mentioned it while talking about the sun in the previous segment. And the answer is that the sun occupies about 99.86% of the total mass of the solar system. Yes, we are nothing in existence. We do not exist compared to the solar system, because the sun itself is the solar system. And probably that's why they call it solar, yeah? Right, solar system, yeah. So the sun is the big part. It's 99.86%. For now, let's talk more and more about the mind-boggling facts about the beautiful sun. Right, let's start with this one. Now, did you know that the sun is a huge hot ball of plasma that's about 93 million miles away from Earth? So it's a middle-aged star, and its surface temperature makes it look white, but actually it appears yellow only when seen from Earth. The sun also has an outer layer called the solar corona. Corona, yeah. So not the coronavirus, but it's called the solar corona, which is actually from a Latin word for the word crown. And this is because it looks like a crown, right? It's very hot with an average temperature of 1 to 2 million degrees. Now, during a total eclipse, the solar corona, the crown that is, can be seen from Earth. Did you also know that in the summer, the Earth is actually farther from the sun than in winter, which is a bit confusing because you'd think it's vice versa, right? But in summer, the Earth is actually farther from the sun than in winter. But this distance, of course, doesn't have anything to do with the cause of change in our seasons. So the Earth is closest to the sun in January and farthest from the sun in July. Now, the sun's radiation is also growing. The radiation's intensity of our luminary is actually slowly increasing. So when it was born 4.5 billion years ago, it was about 25% dimmer than it is now. Now, since then, its brightness has gradually increased. So the sun is gradually increasing in brightness. As for now, our knowledge is too scarce, I can say, to tell all of you how these changes actually affect the greenhouse effect, for example. And it is possible that in 1 billion years, life on Earth will become impossible due to the growing luminosity of the sun. And other studies also show that this will happen in about 3.5 billion years, so you really don't have to worry about that, you won't be there. One more scary fact, and I left this as the last part because it is quite scary. Right, so did you know that scientists have recently discovered that a star has consumed one of its planets? Remember, it's a star, and the sun is a star. So I guess you know where I'm going. The scary part is that this will actually happen to us and to planet Earth one day, because astronomers have witnessed a star consume its planet. And most likely, it's kind of, let's say, yeah, it's kind of like watching our future when the sun is actually going to eat our planet Earth. And this is because in 5 billion years, our sun will actually expand into a red giant, and this will make it engulf our planet Earth. But these events, of course, are so rare, it's taking decades to happen, and is so difficult for astronomers to actually track one down. Well, that was a very scary one for sure. Well, with that being said, we're coming back after this short break, so keep it here with us and do not go anywhere. Stay right here with us on Pulse 95.
Pulse 95. Heart of Shaggy. This is Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro. Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to all of the space lovers. I hope you've enjoyed the break. That was Chris Brown, Troubled Waters. Now, it's actually yawning before going live, and then thought that I might be troubled if I aren't live. All right, so now that we're back, it's time to catch up on the latest space news for stargazing. Right, so the exciting news is that there will be a new moon, which occurs on Thursday, next Thursday, this coming week on January 11th. Yay, you know me, I'm a moon lover. Anyway, so the lunar crescent will get thinner each day. Now, let's take a closer look at the planets near the moon this month. We'll share half of them tonight, and the rest we'll keep them for tomorrow as we talk about the moon. Right, so on January 8th, which is after tomorrow, the moon will be near planet Venus, and the conjunction time for it will be at 2015 GMT. Mark your calendars and write that down, because this is going to be at 12 a.m. on January 9th in UAE time. So it will go all the way to January 9th, 12 a.m. So the moon and Venus will share the same right ascension. This means you can actually observe the scene in the early morning, about 2 hours before sunrise GMT time, and 12 a.m. on to the next day on January 9th in the UAE. Now, moving to January 9th, the moon will be near planet Mercury, and the conjunction time is 18:49 GMT, which is 10 p.m. UAE time. That's going to be on January 9th, 10 p.m. UAE time. The moon will be near planet Mercury. So on January 9th, the moon and Mercury will share the same right ascension, and Mercury will rise in the morning about an hour and a half before the sun GMT time. Now, moving to January 10th, the moon will be near planet Mars, and the conjunction time is 8:32 GMT, which is 12 p.m. in the UAE, and will be hard to see and detect because it's going to be the afternoon. So January 10th, conjunction time is 12 p.m. The moon will be near planet Mars. So and on January 10th, the moon and Mars will share the same right ascension, and Mars will rise an hour before dawn, and so it will be mostly daytime, of course, daytime sky in the United Arab Emirates. And do not forget how to catch the planets. I must remind you, if you want to see the planets, planet Mercury is grey or brownish, Venus is pale yellow, Mars is pale pink or bright red, Jupiter is orange, and Saturn is gold. And I must remind you, if the star, or sorry, if the what you see twinkles, it means it's a star. But if it doesn't twinkle, it's got a brownish, yellow, pink, bright red, orange, or gold, that means it's one of these beautiful planets: Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, or Saturn. Again, so if a star twinkles, it is a star, not a planet. But if it does not, then it is a planet, a true planet. Well, with that being said, I must say again, keep your eyes on the stars, and I will be signing off for a while, of course, to give you one more last short break before we get back to our Kalam Astro segment. So keep it here on Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro. Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Kalam Astro. And I must say that we've had a fantastic time exploring the wonders of space with you tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure sharing our passion for stargazing and space exploration. So let's give a quick summary on tonight's discussions. We have delved into some fascinating facts about the Sun, the heart of our solar system. We also provided valuable stargazing tips and shared some interesting news about the new moon, which is going to be on January 11th next Thursday. So, I would like for all of you to mark your calendars and tune in also tomorrow night for more cosmic insights and tips on Kalam Astro. If you have any comments or thoughts or ideas that you would love to share with us, do text us on 4215. That's our SMS, 4215. We are more than happy to hear from you, and possibly we might possibly get to share your discussions or opinions about space or any ideas on air. And I promise to bring you the most fascinating information about the cosmos on Kalam Astro always, because we have yet to explore many interesting facts about space, stargazing tips, and we can say the latest news from the universe. So I do always encourage you to tune in and join us as we delve into the captivating world of space and all its exciting secrets. Right, don't you think that space is amazing now that you've been tuning in to Kalam Astro? You should have this in mind, that with Kalam Astro and Ali Naomi, space is more and more interesting and more fun. And I would agree to that as well, because as a space freak, I can say that I really do enjoy my time here talking about space, because I always wonder about the universe and how vast it is. Even though I'm having lots of debates about moon landings and the possibility about but I shall leave that to tomorrow, because as we said and we've discussed, tomorrow we will be talking about the moon, which is my favorite part. And again, if you know me in person, you would know that I am a moon freak. I could just sit outside gazing at the stars and the night sky for hours, and I literally mean it. I can sit for 6 hours straight with no one talking to me, and I could just be looking at the moon, sitting there just contemplating the beauty of the moon and just looking at it. And if you know me very well, because the moon actually reminds me of our Islamic prophet, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And yeah, I do enjoy sitting there all alone just looking at the moon and seeing how bright it is. So you can probably tell how excited I am. I really do not want to end this segment because I'm going on and on talking about the moon. Then again, I still have to grab my bits and bots and leave, because it is time for us to part ways, I say. And I really can't wait for tomorrow's moon episode. Right, so until then, keep looking at the stars and keep dreaming of the mysteries that await us in the great beyond. Good night and happy stargazing as you listen to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.